Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Last week, we brought you part one of a tremendous message by Reverend Joel Seitz entitled Rejecting the Labels. In just a few moments, we'll be bringing you the conclusion of that message, which was delivered at our recent Fresh Oil Conference here at Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg. But before we do that, we have just enough time to play some wonderful music for you from our friends Phillips, Craig, and Dean. From their project entitled Restoration, the name of this song is When God Ran.
Almighty God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding King of Kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time, the only time I ever saw him run was when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again," lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes with forgiveness in his voice. He said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise when God ran. The day I left home, I knew I'd broken his heart. Wondered then if things could ever be the same. Then one night I remembered his love for me, and down a dusty road ahead I could see it was the only time, it was the only time I ever saw him run. Held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again," lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes with forgiveness in his voice. He said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise, and he brought me to my knees. God ran. I saw him run to me. I was so ashamed, all alone and so far away. But now I know. He called me son.
And now, as promised, the conclusion to the message we began airing last week by Reverend Joel Seitz entitled Rejecting the Labels.
There's something about labels. Something I don't like about labels. And there's something dangerous about labels. Is labels have a unique ability to stick to people. Will you do me a favor? I need you to put a label or two on your wife there. Maybe just on her arm or something like that. On her forehead, none. Maybe probably don't need to do that on her forehead. Someone, Brother Joseph, will take a picture of it. there you go. Just a couple labels. Labels have a way of sticking with us here. I want to have someone help. Hey, Brother Nathan, would you help me? Would you put some labels on this brother? Amen. I'm not calling you out. Don't think I'm judging you there. I'm gonna have you place some labels on. See, labels, we sometimes get tricked by the enemy thinking we could just say something with our mouth, and it's just for the moment. Sometimes we'll say something about a sister. A sister sometimes will say something about another sister. And the thing is it was just a moment that something slipped. But what they did, they said it in front of another sister. And what they didn't understand is that she put a label on that sister. I got to trust this is for someone today. Here's the thing about labels. They have a way of just staying with you. Sister Sandy, would you do me a favor? Would you walk over to the other side for me? I want you to witness something. You're probably noticing something that went with her. Oh, there it is. You see that lady over there? You know what church she goes to? You're putting a label on her, aren't you? You're seeing the label someone put on her, aren't you? Label, you know, okay. You need to go back there. We need to get away from these labels. Okay, would you just walk to the back for me? Thank you very much. Please try to get away from that label. Unfortunately, because we live in 2015, we've got Facebook and we've got Instagram and we've got Twitter and all that, and we just love putting labels on people. And sometimes labels will follow you a lot further. I can barely make out her outfit, but I can tell you what I can see right now. I can see three labels on her. And this is what we get caught into sometimes in the church. Now, I just said we were brothers and sisters. But sometimes we forget the label of brother and sister because we're too busy seeing the label that someone else slapped on them. See, God slapped on you the label of a brother and a sister, the children of God. But let me tell you, if you're not careful, you'll say, oh, no, they're this God. I saw them do this God. Put a label. Come on up here, Sister Sandy. You just stand by your husband here. As a matter of fact, the Bible speaks a little bit about this. Labels follow you around. Labels allow you to speak for yourself before you've even had a chance to say something. Unfortunately, sometimes you can show up in a place and no one even know you, but they know your label. I'm discouraged sometimes because I think, oh God, we get together and we try to fellowship with our brothers and our sisters in this church or that church, and Lord forbid if we would show up in a place and our labels proceed before we even get there. I ain't going to worship because I see that label on that person up there. Should we be worried about those labels? You see, the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 25, and I'm going to get to this sir here in just a minute. The book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 25, speaks of a certain woman. A certain woman in verse 25 whose daughter had an unclean spirit. And she heard of this man named Jesus, and she came and she fell at his feet. And when Jesus looked at her, we understand this woman was a Greek. Would you put it, she's a Greek, put that label on her. Yeah, put another. Thank you very much. Just in case everybody knows, we want to make sure we know she's a Greek. She's not. She's not one of us. She ain't been. I'm gonna label her. I'm preaching. Oh, I don't know what they think they're doing coming in here. They don't belong to us. Go ahead and put that label on. Go ahead and put that label on. She was a Greek. She was a Syrophoenician. Put another label on her for one that you know how those Syrophoenicians are. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. Oh, did you hear that? She's a dog. You need to put, that deserves at least two more labels. Even Jesus says she's a dog. She's a dog. Boy, oh God. Oh God. Oh God, forgive us of our spirits sometimes. Oh God. When we label people on the way they dress, if they don't have designer clothes on, maybe they're not put together as much as someone else is all put together. Maybe they don't have the newest styles and clothes or something like that. Oh, but we can just tell by looking at them. No, she's not good enough for us. Amen. Nah. Even Jesus says, it's not meat to let the children eat first. You're just a dog. But what is powerful in this passage of Scripture today is that she answered him and said, yes, Lord. I see these labels. I know I'm labeled. Maybe I'm talking to a young person right now. I know I'm labeled. I know what people said about me. I know what my friends have said about me. I know what my peers have said about me. I know what I did. Everybody saw it when I put it there on Facebook. Everybody saw it when I went out with that one person. Everybody heard me when I said that one thing. I know I've got that label. But she said unto him, she said, but yet the dogs eat. Yeah, I know. I'm a dog. I see the label. I'm a dog, I know. But even the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying. So everybody say saying. I want you to know there's power in your words. Wow. Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. He said, for this saying. Or I can translate it and say, because you said that. Because you said that. He said, go thy way. He said that the devil is gone out of your child. I've come to tell someone today, and I'm going to leave this thought with us today, of rejecting the labels. It is time today that we come against the spirit in our world and in our movement that wants to put a label on you and put a label on you and put a label on you and say you're not worthy. You can't do this and you can't do that. But I think there's something powerful when you say, I don't care what the world says about me. I don't care what my brother or even my sister says about me. I don't care. Call it if you may be, but I don't care. I'm going to reject the labels that the world put on me. Start ripping those labels off. She started ripping those labels off. Yeah, you're right, but I don't care. I'm going to ask you anyhow, Jesus. I know I'm not worthy. Don't you know none of us are worthy, but I don't care, God. I don't care, God. I need you anyhow. He said, go ahead and go your way. He did the miracle just then and that. Why did he do it? Because she rejected the label. Amen. You may be seated. You all can be seated for now. No. Sir, I need you to stand up here. Thought you were done. There's something powerful when we reject labels. Amen. My pastor recently spoke a sermon and spoke a word that I thought was so powerful. Brother Carter, and I hope that he's going to try to make it tomorrow. Appreciate him. Let me just be transparent with y'all. I'm thankful for men of God in my life that didn't put a label on me. It's just us here today, and I'm going to be a little transparent even further. I've been places where they could have easily put a label on me. I've came from places where people could easily put a label on me. I'm indebted to this district. You want to know why, Brother Joseph? Because this district didn't put a label on me. This district gave me a chance when they elected me as their youth president. You want to know why? Because they didn't put a label on me. And they could have put a label on me. Maybe there were some that did, but there was enough that didn't, that I got an opportunity because someone didn't put a label on me. We focus on people's past too much. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand what the Bible says. I believe it's in the book of Corinthians. It says, mark them among you that cause division. I understand that. We were going through a time in our church when we had a pretty big trial here in the last couple of years. There was a moment in this trial where we literally did have to mark someone in our church. And it was a very difficult situation. We had close to a big division in our church. And we had those people that thought we were wrong for marking that person. But we had our reasons. And there was a person that just was not looking out for any part of good in our church. So don't get me wrong. I understand the Bible. And I understand there's clear teaching. And there is a time that someone needs to be marked. And if your pastor does that, you need to fall under the direction of your pastor. Yeah. Amen. I've often said this. The pastor sometimes gets it wrong. But it's not your place to call the pastor wrong. And the pastor sometimes can maybe be a little wrong on something. And maybe he missed something. But if you go against the pastor, you became more wrong than he is. And I've been there too. I've learned the hard way. We fall under authority. And we fall under leadership. And there is a thing that is set in place. And you can see it even in the Old Testament. David didn't go underneath the authority of Saul. But there's a time in there. And we look at the New Testament. We see in the book of Acts, somewhere around chapter 9, a man named Saul, who was yet breathing out threatenings to the saints. He is on his way to Damascus. Saul had a pretty big label on him, didn't he? I think, especially for the Christians, he had a pretty big label on him. If you saw Saul coming your way, you was going to have a bad day. You want to know why? Because he had a label on him. And we know the story well. There was a time and place when the Lord blinded Saul and he spoke to him and says, he says, who is this? And he says, this is Jesus who now persecutes us. And he tells him, he said, go find a man named Ananias. And he goes and he finds this man named Ananias and something powerful. And there's something revelatory in this story. Because when he goes up and he meets Ananias, you know what Ananias does? He puts his hand out to him and says, hey, brother Saul. What did he just say? Called him brother. Put a couple more labels on him for me. Thank you. He says, oh, I know who that is. Something powerful about this. He says, but here's the thing. I know he saw the persecutor, but I'm going to call him my brother. Called him brother. This is going to be something that's going to challenge some of our theology. But here's the thing. By our standards, we wouldn't have called him brother because he hadn't received the Holy Ghost yet. Just give me time here, elders. I'll clear this up. But yet we find later in Paul's ministry that a man in the book of Timothy, a man named Demas, he labels him as having forsaken the gospel. Now, we're going to call you Saul, okay? I need you to go down that way, Saul. I'm going to call you Demas. You come this way. I just labeled you Demas. This is powerful. Ananias labels him a brother, even though he's not part of the church by our standards. Then later on down the road, Paul labels Demas as a backslider, having forsaken the gospel, having loved this present world. But here's the thing. I can only imagine that at one time where Demas was a part of the church, that he starts walking away from the church. You know, we're careful. If your pastor marks someone, he's careful about marking them. It's not something we find fun to do. And no one backslides overnight. Would you start walking my way? They start walking the wrong way. And we wait. Oh, please don't stop going there. Please stop going in that direction. They walk a little bit more. They walk a little bit more, and they come to a point in the road when you're like, if you go any further, we're going to have to mark you. It's going to have to come out. You've given up on the gospel. You've completely let go. You've backslid. But yet other times, there's a man named Saul who's a bad person, but he has an experience with God. Saul, come my way. And Saul starts walking towards the church. He's walking to a man named Ananias. He's walking. And if you're careful, he comes to a place there where you got one brother that's at this point in the road. You got this brother that's at the same point of the road. Oh, this breaks my heart. Just stay right there, brothers. They come to the same point of the road. And to the bystander, they can look as if they're in the same position with God. But the reality of it is one's going one way and the other's going the other way. And if you're not careful, you'll get your label out.
I see where they are. I saw them doing that. I saw exactly what they did. I saw it with my own two eyes, Pastor.
You don't know the direction they're going. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about responsibility. You know, my grandfather, B.J. Sowards, used to tell me that he was careful where he parked his dad, E.C. Sowards' car. Because if he parked it too close to a bar downtown Huntington, he would be afraid that someone would see his father's car parked someplace that would be unworthy of his walk with God. He said, I was careful where I even parked my car, my father's car, when I drive my car. I'm not talking about not worrying about what our reputation. We better uphold our reputation all we can. I'm talking about the people that's got labels in their hands. And wow. Sometimes us in the church, and sometimes us as brothers and sisters and from other churches, we can look, and we can look better than we've ever seen before because of the digital age. We can look at what's going on in this church. We can look at what's going on in that church. We can see what they're posting. We can see what they're saying. Someone can be on the other side of the world. They can be in Florida. They can be in California, and we can look. I see where they are. But you don't know their direction. And there's a point in the road where Saul's coming to the church and Demas is walking away from the church, and they cross each other. And many times there are backsliders and there are those coming into the church that pass each other. Sometimes those walking away from the church might look like they're still in the church. And many times, those that are walking to the church might not look like they're a part of the church. But I'm talking about rejecting that label. You take that label out of your hand. What would happen, Brother Joseph, if we decided, you know what? I'm not going to worry about that. If they're coming towards God, if they're coming towards the direction of the church, let's give them some time. Let's give them some time to get a little closer. I know Saul, he's still a devil in many ways. He's not even received the gift of the Holy Ghost. But Ananias gave him the opportunity to be called brother because of the direction he was going. I'm going to be honest with you, church. There's been times I was going in the right direction, but I was nowhere near where I should be. But yet there was men of God that gave me a chance and said, come on, brother. Come on, Brother Seitz. Come on, Brother Seitz. You can come in with us. Come on, you can come on in here. And it allowed me opportunities to grow in Christ. I'm still on that road, as a matter of fact, of growing and getting closer to God and getting closer to His laws and getting closer to what He expects of me. I'm still on that road. Is anyone else still on that road today? Amen. If the music would come, amen. I've come, Lord, to talk to us today about rejecting some labels. I believe it's time, if we're going to see end time revival, that we stop rejecting and we start rejecting what so-and-so says about brother so-and-so. Listen, if you weren't there, if you haven't talked to him, if you weren't his friend about it, don't you put that label on him. Leave it up to the person that is responsibility. Leave it up to his pastor. Leave it up to someone else. You don't have the labels in your hands worthy of putting that label on him. You can unduly and unjustly put a label on someone. And we are never going to see what God has in store for our local churches and for our organization, for our movements, for this apostolic doctrine until we say, you know what? I'm just not going to worry about that label. I'm not going to worry about it. It's not for me. It's not my decision. Trust me. I know good and well. People talk. People got phones. They call. People call you with something. But listen, my dog's not in that fight. That's what my mom taught me. She'd say, Joey, I'd bring something up to her. Joey, your dog's not in that fight. You know what? You know what else I was saying? Joey, you take that label out of your hand. It's not yours to place on that person. If we would just worry that our only label that we could place on each other is, hey, you're my brother. Amen. You're my sister. You know what? As a matter of fact, let's just rejoice in this label that we are joint heirs with Christ. Amen. You know what? I don't know which direction you're going. I really don't. And many times there's no clue of knowing which way we go. And the truth of it is, if you're not their pastor, it's none of your business. It's none of your business. Your pastor has a label and he can put it on there when he sees right. But you don't have the authority to place those labels. What if we just started ripping labels off people? What if we did like that lady and said, okay, I don't care. Let's just come together. I don't care what so-and-so said. Let's just throw away the labels. I don't care about the labels. Come on, will someone join with me today? Come on, I believe God wants to do something in our work like we've never seen Him do before. But it's time that we started rejecting the labels. It's time that we started saying, listen, I don't care what this person says about me. I don't care what this person says about that person. Maybe someone in the church has placed a label upon you. Maybe someone on your job has placed a label on you. I've come to tell you today, you can reject that label. You don't have to accept the label. You don't have to claim that label as your own. Lord Jesus, Lord, move in this place right now. Come on, that's it. Come on, God's talking to some of you right now. Lord, don't let anybody put a label on you. Come on, that's it. God, you died for me, God. Lord, give us unity like never before, God. Lord, bring us together like never before, God. Lord, help us to understand what's our place and what's not our place, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, someone cry out to God right now. Come on, maybe we need to do a repentance right now, God. I'm sorry for what I said. Maybe you said something about someone. God, Lord, help me, God. I don't want to do it anymore. It wasn't my place, God. Maybe someone has put you down. Maybe someone has looked down to you. I've come to tell you today that it wasn't their authority to do that. God don't look at you that way. God didn't place that label upon you. Let the Lord today put His label upon you. Lord, accept today that the Lord has called you one of His own today.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.